ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये. We're continuing our reading of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Today we're on Canto 6, Chapter 11. The transcendental qualities of Vritrasura. And we're taking up at text number 19. Suresha kasmana hino shivadram purastite vairini mayamogam ma samshayishta nagadeva vajra. Sanispala kripanarteva yancha Sanispala kripanarteva yachna Suresha kasman navino shivadram Purakstite vairini mayamogam Masam shayishta nagadeva vajra Syanishpala kripanarteva yachna Suresha kasman navino shivajram Purastite vairini mayamogam Mas samshayishta nagadeva vajra Syan nishpala kripanartevya Yachna. Suresha kasman navino shivajram. Purastite vairani mayamogam. Masam shayishta nagadeva vajra Syanishpala kripanarteva yachna Mochido Sugiba Dozo Suresha kasman navino shivajram Purastite vairini mayamogam Masam shayishta nagadeva vajra Syanishpala kripanarteva yachna Sura Isha. O King of the Demigods, Because Kasmat. Why?
Why?
That's
it.
Na.
Na.
Not.
Not.
Nani nani janai. Hinoshi. You hurl. Did you all work that out?
Yeah.
Vajram. The thunderbolt. Rai what?
Rai
den. Rai den. Purastite. Standing in front. Mayini tate. Vairini. Your enemy. Anata mo teki. Mai. At me. Watashi ni. Amogham. Which is infallible, your thunderbolt. Ma, do not. Do not. Nani nani shinai. Samshayishtaha. Doubt. Na. Not. Nani nani janai. Gada. Eva. Like the club. Vajraha. The thunderbolt. Siat.
Maybe.
Nishpalaha, with no result. Kripana, from a miserly person. Ketchi. Artha, for money. Okanu no tamini. Eva, like. Nani nani no yona. Yachna, a request.
Requesto.
Translation. O king of the demigods, since I, your enemy, am standing before you, why don't you hurl your thunderbolt at me? Although your attack upon me with your club was certainly useless, like a request of money from a miser, the thunderbolt you carry will not be useless. You need have no doubt about this. Purport. When King Indra threw his club at Vritrasura, Vritrasura caught it in his left hand and retaliated by using it to strike the head of Indra's elephant. Thus, Indra's attack was a disastrous failure. Indeed, Indra's elephant was injured and thrown back 14 yards. Therefore, even though Indra stood with the thunderbolt to hurl against Vritrasura, he was doubtful, thinking that the thunderbolt might also fail. Vritrasura, however, being a Vaishnava, assured Indra that the thunderbolt would not fail, for Vritrasura knew that it had been prepared in accordance with the instructions of Lord Vishnu. Although Indra had doubts because he could not understand that Lord Vishnu's order never fails, Vritrasura understood Lord Vishnu's purpose. Vritrasura was eager to be killed by the thunderbolt manufactured according to the Lord's instructions, because he was sure that he would thus return home back to Godhead. He was simply waiting for the opportunity of the thunderbolts being released. In effect, therefore, Vritrasura told Indra, if you want to kill me, since I'm your enemy, take this opportunity. Kill me. You will gain victory, and I shall go back to Godhead. Your deed will be equally beneficial for both of us. Do it immediately. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Nena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare Gopremanande Hari Hari Bo Saide Prabhu has entered the building. Hari Bo! Victorious from his last night's preaching program. Congratulations to all the devotees. Hare Krishna. So this verse gives us a great impetus to follow Krishna's instructions. Because whether we can see it or not, his following his instructions will bring us to complete success. In fact, there's not much that we can see anyway in this world. When Gajendra was in the clutches of a crocodile, he said it's very hard to ascertain the purpose of life. Ordinarily, people can't see where they came from or where they're going.
Some
nor, he said, can one understand whether one should renounce the world or try to enjoy it. He said, fortunately, however, there are the instructions of the great souls. The Mahatmas, the Mahajanas, who know the purpose of the Lord. And he said, they have clearly stated that the purpose of life is to attain the Lord's lotus feet. And that one should give up this material world. He said, therefore, I'll just follow them. And this is the path of success. In the Gita, Krishna says, third chapter, 31st verse, Ye me matam idam nityam anutishtanti manava. And that is that if you just follow my instructions without envy, you'll be successful. And Srila Prabhupada mentions in his purport that if someone simply has faith in these words of Krishna, and he tries to execute them, even if his execution is imperfect, because of the power of Krishna's instructions, he will be successful. On the other hand, he says, there are people that know the instructions of Krishna, but they have no faith in them. And therefore, they interpret them. And they give commentaries that contradict Krishna. And these people, even though very intellectually powerful, will never be successful. Krishna says in the Gita, Mogasha moga karma no moga jnana vichetasa rakshasim asurim chaiva prakritim mohinim shritaha, that those people who have a demoniac mentality, which means that they don't believe in Krishna, will be baffled in all their attempts. Whether in fruit of activity or culture of knowledge, everything will be taken away from them. On the other hand, Krishna says in the 8th chapter of Gita, Vedeshu yagneshu tapasu chaiva daneshu yat punya palam pratishtam atyeti tat sarvam idam vaditva yogistanam param upaiti divyam. And that is, if one faithfully follows the path of devotional service, then that person will not be bereft of any of the results. Of studying all the Vedas, of performing all kinds of sacrifices, of giving wealth and charity, of pious activities, performing pious activities, just by following Krishna's instructions, one gets all these results naturally. And not only that, Rupa Goswami says in the Bhaktivinoda Sindhu that by following the process of devotional service, the path of surrender to Krishna, One naturally gets all good qualities. And he quotes from Bhagavad Gita
5.18.12.
5.18.12, the great overture of 5.18.12. Yes, yes. Yeah, also Beethoven wrote something. Yes, yes, di bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarver gunastatra samasate sura harava bhaktasya kutor muhar kanar manoratenasati davato bihi. Yes, yes, di bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarver gunastatra samasate sura harava bhaktasya kuto mahaguna manoratenasati davato bihi. And this means that, but just by serving Krishna, one becomes infused with all good qualities. So much so that the devas want to come and stay with such a person. He becomes appealing. Such a person becomes appealing even to people from a very high birth. On the other hand, the verse says, if someone is trying to improve themselves by their own power, they speculate on how to become a perfect person. Their perfection will be flawed. Or in other words, they'll never achieve perfection. Because they're still on a mental platform. They haven't taken shelter of the higher energy of the Lord. Not only that, Rupa Goswami says that just by taking to the path of devotional service, as Krishna recommends in the Bhagavad Gita, Mannana Pavamad Bhakto, Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru, Mami Vaishyasi Yukvai Vamatmanam Aparayana. He says, just think of me, become my devotee, worship me, bow down to me. These are scary words for people on the street. In any public program, if we say, just bow down to God, many people will hesitate, think, I don't bow down to anybody. In fact, the whole system of Western civilization is based on this. We don't bow to anybody. We just vote amongst ourselves. We don't have any authority, really. I remember my parents, because of the era they grew up in, they're very, very much wary, afraid of like kings, presidents, authority figures. And the extreme science, presentation of science through textbooks and throughout the education system is a kind of cynicism against the idea of pure faith for God, bowing down to God. Kind of a reaction to past. It's a kind of a reaction to seeing previous religious authorities in history who were corrupt. So people built political systems to separate church and state. And whereas once science and religious philosophy were combined into one department, because of cynicism, now they became separated. Besides cynicism?
Yeah.
It's such a good word, though.
It's like very suspicious.
Critic, suspicious, critical. And then they became, that is, science and theology became competitors. So many people grow up with an education where they feel that theology, religious sentiment is archaic. So when Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, just bow down to me. Any self-respecting, highly educated person in university academy might think, that's crazy, I wouldn't do that. But it's precisely that feeling that, yes, I will bow down to Krishna. That allows one to advance. And the hesitancy to do so is what causes one to be baffled in the material world. So, actually, one who has complete knowledge understands that there's a source to everything. And through logical progression, such a person can understand that source is a person. And that knowledge of that person constitutes complete knowledge. And that any incompleteness one feels in this world is due to incomplete knowledge of the complete. Therefore, Krishna says at the end of the 15th chapter, Yomam eva masamudo janati purushottamam sasarvavid bhajatimam sarvabhavina bharata. If one knows me as the Supreme Person, he knows everything. And one who has faith in Krishna's words and follows them is properly situated. So then Krishna says in the Gita that one must overcome one's hesitancy to surrender to him.
その躊躇をね、超えなければいけないというふうに言っています。
And he lists three ways in which people become hesitant to surrender to him completely. The first is material desire. There's a lingering desire to try to enjoy the material world. I think there must be a way I can enjoy the material world. But Krishna says, Vita, you have to give that up. Give up all hope in the material world. Don't maintain an idea that I can be happy or comfortable here. And anyone who would like to achieve this state of complete non-faith in the material world, simply has to read the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. There's such powerful medicine, the 11th canto. Again and again, Krishna personally asserts that there's absolutely no happiness in the material world. There's nothing to see here. There's no reason to stay here. And just hanging around in the material world will not help. So this is a big accomplishment if one can take from one's heart this lingering desire to try to stay in the material world. You can notice it if you actually look into your material affairs. There's a lot of, we have a lot of artificial connection to the material world. One of the artificial ways I become connected to the material world is through finance. I think I am my money. I have to have my money. And this is apparent when people are leaving the world.
This is apparent.
So it becomes obvious.
Yeah.
A devotee told me that his grandfather was very wealthy, and he used to always stop and look at his bank account, at his brokerage account, to see how much he had. And the day he died, when he was very ill, he insisted to go and have one last look at his ledger. He died in the parking lot on the way out of the bank. Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So this is one of the ways I have raga, or I have this strong desire to stay and enjoy the material world. And then I may be attached to my family. Hiranyakashipu tells a story about this. But little Kalinga birds. There was a male and female Kalinga bird that fell in love.
Some
and they had little Kalinga babies. And every day they would go out to collect for their little birdies. I saw such a scene when I was in Delhi once. I was staying at the ISKCON guest house. And there was some noise outside my window. And I just wanted to rest, but there were some little living entities making noise out there. So I looked out the window and there were these two pigeons that had made a little nest right on the air conditioner. And so I watched them for a while. And they were in love. And they were building their little house. And so they'd jump off the railing and they'd fly down to the ground. They pick up a little piece of straw in their beak and come put it lovingly in their little nest. And then gradually they were building this little nest for their future family life. So Hinayati Kashipu said, Mother and Father Kalinga Bird were out one day. Getting some food for their little ones. And they came back and they saw the worst thing they could see. A cruel hunter had captured all the little baby birds in a net. So the mother bird flew into the net to save them. And she was trapped. And then the male Kalinga bird stood there crying, lamenting over his little baby birds and his poor spouse. And the cruel hunter from behind a tree shot an arrow and killed that Kalinga bird. And that's the story of the material world, all in one little bundle. Brought to us by Hiranyakashipu. So this is the raga. I think there's something in this material world for me. So Krishna says, Vita, you have to give that up. Then he says, Bhaya, you have to give up fear. This Indra has. It's like maybe it won't work. Bhaya, maybe the descriptions of the spiritual world, that's not accurate. So one has to overcome this by spiritual strength. And one gets spiritual strength by hearing. And discussing with advanced people. So Kaviraj Goswami says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Siddhanta Bolaya Chita Nakara Alash Iha Hoite Krishna Lage Shudrud Monosh. That one should discuss the philosophy of Krishna consciousness extensively. Because by doing so, then one comes to a Siddhanta. And this is possible for human beings. They don't have to be forever seekers. There is a conclusion. There is an absolute truth. And this is ascertainable through the process of a discussion and hearing with advanced devotees. And when one comes to that clear conclusion within one's mind and body, and heart, then one has no doubt that by following Krishna's instruction, that I'll become perfect. And this is what Vritrasura has. This is the greatest wealth in life. To have this pure faith. And finally, Krishna says one must give up krodha, anger. This means that because one doesn't have firm faith, one's mind remains conflicted. One then becomes angry at the process. And because one has not applied oneself properly and remains in a half-baked condition, one then lashes out. And we see this happen to some people. They actually become angry at religion. Or they become angry at ISKCON. I saw one lady who left the practice of devotional service. She wrote on her website that this all these talking animals that you hear about in the Bhagavatam. Oh, there's no talking animals anywhere. So Krishna consciousness must be a farce. But her life did not look very auspicious. And nowhere to go except back into the churning mix of sense gratification. So here we're getting some relief by associating with Vritrasura. And he's reminding us that the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is worth dying for. Attach yourself to that and then give your life for it. That's a worthy life. And that's a life of guaranteed perfection. Om Tat Sat. Hare Krishna. Om Tat Sat. Thanks a lot. Om Tat Sat. Thanks for that. And now we'll take some reflections. Kanso or reflections or questions. Start with Satyadeva Prabhu, because he's all wound up.
You don't have to hold that really.
Okay. Well, I was very impressed with what I heard today, and just I just wanted to see if I got it right. Hearing Krishna's words and having faith in them. Is really a demonstration of our surrender to Krishna. Even if we can't follow them, if we're not envious of them, and respect them. And then you mentioned that there, in the process of surrender, there are three obstacles that Krishna mentions. And this was particularly made an impression on me today, because I can't recall them, but I think through reading the Bhagavatam and the 11th canto that you've codified these three things we can focus on. Yes. So Vaisheshika Prabhu has digested, you know, Krishna's words from the 11th canto, and now is teaching us these three obstacles to surrender. So one is our hope that we can find happiness in the material world. And so we hesitate to let that go and grab Krishna. Like the monkey that has its hand in the jar and can't pull it out unless he lets it go. And then doubt or fear. Yeah, having some doubt that in Krishna's words or in the methods that Krishna has given. Yeah, whenever we're afraid, we stop moving. And then anger. Yeah, being frustrated because maybe we can't do it ourselves. Or we didn't do it correctly. So we didn't get the result we were expecting. And then becoming frustrated and just giving up. Giving up trying to follow Krishna and giving in to Maya. Thank you very much.
あの、印象に残ったのは、その方針を
That I have to do the devotional service, even if it's not completely successful, that I keep serving, I keep doing the devotional service. By doing that, by continue to serve, that Krishna will give us mercy, and our service will become complete.
The
sentence that the problems that we have is like there was one sentence in the class that it's because of incomplete understanding of the complete that there makes the problems.
Yes, it's in the invocation to Sri Shapanishad that any form of incompleteness we experience is because of incomplete knowledge of the complete. This was the sentence that brought Satyadev Prabhu to devotional service. So it's a very important sentence.
Doubts about God as a person.
Sri Vritrasura ki jai. Thank you to all the devotees who joined us on the internet today. Thanks for everyone here in the studio who's come down for the live broadcast. Ko premanande Nitai Gaura Haribol 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 Nitai Gaura Haribol Nitai Gaura Haribol 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 Nitai Gaura Haribol Vancha kalpa dhrubhyascha kripasnibheva cha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha gopremanande haribol.
Nacharyar marman.